everyone, and welcome everyone to another episode of News on the Flip Side. This is Thursday's edition with Joe Montaldo and Mr. Jim Allen. Hope all y'all are freezing around the country like I am down here in the South, damn it. Come on, 16 degrees? People, I live in the Gulf of Mexico. What the hell is going on? Icicles hanging off my house, snow, ice bridges. I'm driving to New Orleans. Oh, I can't go to New Orleans. Oh, why? Oh, well, because the bridge is closed because it's froze. I'm like, what? You know, it's weird, ladies and gentlemen, because I bought this house. I ran into this house a couple of years ago. I've had it for 5 years now. And originally, I was renting it. But in the beginning, we were just staying up here because swapping it for work we had done for a customer as a camp. And very first January, we were here. Man, it was freezing cold. They closed for a whole week. All the roads along the Gulf Coast and interstates were closed. No bridges could be crossed anywhere for a whole week. We literally, and there's pictures on my Facebook page, we literally had icicles hanging off our house that were almost 2 foot long. And I mean, not little skinny. I'm talking big, thick, you know, 3 inch around icicles. I was like, what the hell? So it was then, and then the following year it snowed, and then we had a kind of mild winter. And then this year it snowed, ice snowed, and now iced again, all in a month. I'm like, I'm thinking, man, I might have to move further south, man. I wonder how it's down in Jamaica these days. And Jim, poor Jim, he lives up there in frozen tundra land.
Yeah, not quite. This year it is all of a sudden, of course, they're forecasting for Saturday snow. But, boy, we've hardly had very little, you know, according to what it's been. And it's also been up to 70 degrees in January.
Oh, my God.
We never had that.
Just shut up, man. Just shut up. Come on. I'm the one supposed to be having 70 degrees in January, not Utah. So, ladies, the reason we're bringing this up is because I always hear global warming. This is not global warming. It may be climate change. It may be something entirely different, but it is not global warming. Obviously, there's something screwy going on. The South has gotten much colder. You know, and I bring this up every once in a while because I think it's kind of funny, but when in the 70s, when I was a kid, 60s and 70s, when I was a kid growing up, they were always talking about the ice age was coming back. The ice age was coming back. The ice age was coming back. And then Barack Obama's idiot scientist said it was global warming, which, you know what? I think the front guys might have been right. There's always a warming cycle pre-ice age. It's been 12,500 years since the last ice age. And so we're due for one. And it's always in a warming event before there's an ice age. Well, we've had the warming event, and it seems to be slacking off. In other words, and what I mean by that is we've only had a 0.01 tenth of a degree increase globally, which I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but even any increase is not a good thing. But this isn't what they were forecasting. They were forecasting stuff like a full degree. I know even a full degree doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're talking on a global, it's a big deal. You start talking 4 or 5, you start talking about places drying up, deserts popping up. It really makes a big difference in the climate. So, but I don't like being lied to, and I want the truth. So look, yeah, we got climate change, people. Is it man-made cause? I'm not thinking it is. Because if it was caused by man, we would have solutions to this. So, and I've said this before, if y'all are going to blame carbon for this, I've given you the solution for this 100,000 times. This is easy. Put air scrubbers in your big cities. Make it mandatory that every skyscraper has to have an air scrubber handler system on top that's scrubbing the air. You have air scrubbers built into the air filtration stations, your AC systems. Have the ones put out in the ocean along the coastlines. And in less than 2 decades, you can clean all the carbon out of the atmosphere. It wouldn't even be a big task. You don't hear anybody want to say that because that's the cheap way of doing it, and it can be fixed. Everybody else's way, oh, we got to do renewable this, and we got to do that. No, we really don't have to. They just want you to because, of course, Jim, there's more money in it. And we all know what that means. It's the reason we don't cure diseases, well, people. We just give you a pill that makes it kind of be cured, but you got to get the pill anyway.
There's a whole lot of scientists, Joe, that have said we're in a post-glacial age. You know,
and that was the original thing.
I think we probably are.
I think they're right. I think that Obama's people just went off the fling trying to make money on their little global climate change thing. On their global warming thing. But it just seems that that's one of these things that it keeps going on. I just want some truth. Yeah. I've never been a denier of climate change. There's been climate change since I was a kid. One thing you can bank on when it comes to Mother Earth, there's going to be climate change. I mean, just look at the last 100,000 years, people. Look at the last 60 million years. This is a constant on our planet. And by the way, if you don't believe me, you can go check this out. This 10,000-year frame period we're living in right now has been the calmest in recorded history. Yes. So you can't really blame if man messes it up because, guys, this is the calmest it's been in recorded history, the last 10,000 years. As you go back and look at core samples and ice samples and look at the tree growth and stuff, you see that it was much different. There was different rates of oxygen. They were higher or lower. It's just, you know, we have climate change. We need to learn what it is, adjust for it, compensate for it, fix it, and move on to the. And you know what? It's good. You know what? It's good practice for colonization of Mars. We need to learn how to do it anyway, right? We're going to colonize Mars. We need to, if we can clean our own atmosphere and make it better and do it and you know, one up it, why not? It just helps on Mars. And just to put this in perspective, one of Boeing's people, in 2000, 2001, came up with a concept of building in Africa, South America, Canada, and a couple of the ocean, these huge atmospheric scrubbers. They don't just scrub, they actually purify and can create more oxygen. They can actually create oxygen. It was a good idea, and it would make the air much cleaner and much purer on the planet, but currently we don't need it, and at least current science doesn't think we need it. I just think it would be a good prevention for the future. And like with this, since we're all bitching about carbon, and we think that's what's causing global warming, we could be scrubbing it out the atmosphere.
You know, there could be one other alternative to what's going on. Could be HAARP up in Alaska. Could be they're screwing around with it again.
We know they punch holes in the ionosphere. We know. And before anybody even writes to me about that, okay, we know for a fact that HAARP punches holes in the ionosphere by their own admittance. You don't have to take us at a word on this. You know, they're saying it's for different types of experiments, whatever it is, they're punching holes through our atmosphere. I can't see why that's a good thing. They're bouncing shit around, bouncing stuff back at the planet. You know, look, whatever it is. And then we got Pine Gap down there with these huge antennas that's supposed to be the joint defense of outer space. And, shooting shit in space. We don't know what the hell's going on. Neither one of these facilities, anybody knows what's going on. And then the U.S. military in the early 2000s said, oh, well, no, we closed Pine Gap. Well, no, we don't have it anymore. And then all of a sudden, invoice manifests started showing up online, like from 2003, 4, 5, 6. Of course, and everybody realized they were still open for business. And it clearly says in their mandate, they are the British United States Joint Defense of Outer Space. And they're talking about anything beyond the moon. And they don't say what, and they're not that, you know, is it asteroid or are these dishes designed to try to move incoming asteroids? Are they looking for spacecraft? And I wouldn't even be paranoid about it, but the guy who instituted that is the same guy who instituted HAARP, the same guy who instituted Star Wars, and the same guy got on television and said, you know, one of the things that would unite us is if there was an attack from outer space. I make you a little bit paranoid, huh, Jim? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Any movie that's ever been made about that, they've always used that theme that, our petty little wars go away once the aliens are attacking us and we all work together to beat them, you know.
It's a noble sentiment, I'm not going to lie, you know. And in the end, if they were just indiscriminately killing us, oh, yes, we would unite together, but they'd have to be killing all of us, not just some of us, you know. Americans would be
they're never going to do that. Never.
Because, you know, Trump would say, well, why are we saving them shithole countries? I can hear him now.
Why don't you attack Africa?
You know, so I'm like, I'm just saying, guys, don't hate on me. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of sad. It's kind of funny. Oh no, Don! I see you just cussing me down on Facebook, dude. Look, no. It's not what I said. I didn't say Trump said it. I said he. You know, I just mentioned it as in passing. I don't know what Trump said. Only one person said he said it. Everybody else said he didn't. Even Lindsay said he didn't say it. Lindsay said he didn't like the way it came out. But that's not how he said it. But regardless, and I don't want to get into this for long, but a good chunk of them countries he was talking about are shithole countries. You wouldn't go there. You wouldn't book your vacation there. You wouldn't send your kids there. You wouldn't let your damn dog go there. So don't be a hypocrite. You know, some of these countries need to be straightened up. And I still don't understand why we don't recruit from countries with higher education levels of people that can benefit the United States and its citizens. I'm all for letting refugees come in the country. I got to be honest about that. People downtrodden, people that need our help, I'm for that. But that should only be like a third of what comes in. The rest should be educated individuals who want to better themselves and better our damn country. I mean, what the hell's wrong with you liberals? Stop smoking weed. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all started smoking that weed and y'all lost y'all's minds. I'm sorry. I apologize.
My wife's been to Norway like 3 or 4 times. And she said, they would never think of immigrating here.
Well, yeah, you know, that's a good damn point. See, why would you? You got a maid up there. I mean, do you know immigrants up there? If, this is crazy, guys, in some Scandinavian countries. So if you migrate to their country, they'll give you a salary up to 3 years until you find a job. They'll help you get housing. I mean, basically, they just for like 3 years just take care of you. Like, man, I'm moving. I'd like to go somewhere I didn't have to work.
You got to remember, there's something you're not remembering, Joe. It is very cold up there.
I got friends up there, man. Look, guys, I love y'all, but that's like my friends in Canada. You know, I'm like, God, y'all crazy up here. I was talking to Alfred Weber just recently. No, it's too cold up there for me. You know, we got a Spaced Out Radio broadcast out of BC, I believe it is, or is it Vancouver? I think it's Vancouver, actually. You know, Canada's great. I don't want to live there, people, not because of your politics, but because of your weather, all right? I don't want to be there because of that. And your health care. I'm not a real big fan of y'all's health care either. But other than that, I think Canada's great. So 2 thumbs up to you. Mexico, I love you too. But it's too damn hot down here. See, America's in a temperate zone. Man, we're right in the right place. That's where we want to be. Yes, we're spoiled rotten Americans. That's what we are. But anyway, getting into some damn real news. And we'll call that the Alex Jones segment of the show.
We could get a lot more Alex Jones than that.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that the truth? Jim and I got a gig coming up soon because we're going to be doing an interview with him on the book he wrote, Smoke and Mirrors. But it's more than that because I'm going to bring on a couple of other hosts and we're going to really get into some deep and dark conspiracy stuff on an upcoming Saturday show. So be sure to check it out. It's going to be on the News on Flipside, but it's going to be on Saturday's version. And it's always interesting. I got to say, it's always interesting. Any new conspiracies? A lot of it. But maybe if we got time at the end of the show, we might touch on it. But I wanted to go. I always like to do the News on the Flip Side news page, and just kind of run through it for everybody, because I think it's like, you know, it's important just to kind of keep up on the daily news because a lot of stuff goes on that just seems to zing by people or get lost in the wake or, you know, we all got lives and things going on in our lives and so on and so forth. And it just tends to keep us busy. But let's see right quick. Yes, people, I see y'all just tagging the crap out of me tonight. Lord have mercy. Got little balloons popping up all over my damn computer. Let's see what we got going on tonight. House Republicans plan to vote to avert shutdown. So, Jim, question. Who's going to get the blame for the shutdown?
Well, the Republicans are in power. They're going to blame the Democrats. The Democrats were in power, they'd blame the Republicans, wouldn't they?
Yeah. They're going to blame their Democrats because they're going to just say Democrats refused to work with them. I got to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, we've been through 2 shutdowns in the last 8 years under Obama, and I just don't think anybody's going to really care because nothing really changed in anybody's life. By the way, this was too funny today. So the Democrats were saying this is what's going to happen if the government shuts down. So the guy said, oh, they're going to cut off welfare checks. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. Those will still go out with no problem. I was like, well, that figures, right? So I don't know what that means. So you know what's going to happen? The Panda cameras in D.C. will be turned off. Yeah, that's the government shutdown. See, people, they lie to us like you don't believe. Certain things just cannot be shut down. It just doesn't work that way. There are systems in place in our government just does not allow that kind of behavior. This is more political wrangling. And I mean, if the Republicans really want to, they can change the vote status because they got the votes and cut the Democrats out, which I think And I got to be honest about this. This changing how we do the Senate kind of bothers me. And I know we have to, because the poor Democrats couldn't get nothing done under those rules, and GOP couldn't either, because there's just not enough majority. So I know why they want to do it, but I just don't feel comfortable with it. I think it should be a 60-40 vote, you know, or a 60-41, 60-42 vote, whatever it is, to do it. I think, or at least 55 or 57. At 50, 51. I know a lot of things have to be 60 votes, and that's the way it should be. It should be bipartisan.
I totally agree. Anything different than that moves toward a dictatorship, because it can go all the way. It's according to how long it stays the way it is.
I don't know. The whole thing seems crazy to me. And you would think our government would, but then, as the people, do we want to see another 8 years of nothing getting done? I mean, the only claim for fame for the Obama administration for 8 years was, of course, Obamacare. And it's not exactly successful. It's what cost them the elections. So he don't really have anything. Do we want another 8 years of that? I don't think so. I think the country's tired. I think the country wants something. And I think, and it's one of the reasons Trump got elected, because the country wants something. And one thing about Trump, he does keep something going on all the damn time. He's like the freaking proverbial whirlwind.
Here's what's caused it all. The super PACs and the billionaire created entities that can donate as much money as they want to one side or the other has caused this problem. And like we talked the other night, you know, unless they get this to the point to where everyone's on an equal footing as far as doing a campaign when they're running for office, we're gonna be bought and paid for, and that's just what's happening. We're bought and paid for.
Normally, I pretty much agree with that. For some reason, I don't feel Trump is a bought and paid for president. Since he paid for most of his own campaign and election, and of course he got so much free press. You know, guys, I mean, the man only had spent $360 million, and I think they said $285 or something was his. So he's probably the first president in history since maybe Washington who's actually got away, who paid for their own getting elected. But the scary part is how much press he got. Obama spent $1 billion in both elections. That's $2 billion to win two elections. So, yes, he was a bought president, but more than that, I mean, the amount of money that went through there and the amount of press, and that's why Obama won, because he could get all the press. Because in the beginning, they didn't like Obama, but by the second term, the media did. So he got a lot more press. Trump, they hated Trump, so that's all they could talk about. Well, the rest of the country's like, well, you're just hating this guy nonstop. We're going to vote for him.
MSNBC elected him.
He was on
for a half an hour every day.
Sometimes I couldn't even turn on NBC or ABC that I didn't see Trump. It was some Trump. It was Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, just this, that, that, this, this. You're like, wow, dudes. That's all I could think about after that is Trump, Trump, Trump. That's three quarters of the country just thinking Trump, 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 Trump. That's why nobody believes that popular vote bullshit. We want to see those results in California, New Mexico, and Arizona, which have huge illegal populations. Yeah, I see y'all don't want to get in votes up, though, do y'all? No, because there's going to be some fishy stuff going on up in there. That's that guy who got arrested, the guy that got deported. He said he voted in the election. There you go. He also said he's paying taxes, so I don't know. And while we're on that, I mean, this was a hard thing. I mean, this guy's here 30 years, gets thrown out the country. What do you do? How do you stop that, and should you stop that? What's first, you got to find out why he never got legal. You know, I've heard a lot of different stories on why, some of them bleeding heart stories, some of them kind of cruel stories. I know there were some rumors floating around that he had been busted for drugs, but I think one of the interns told me that it was somebody was with the same name, just was older. It wasn't the same person. So, but there's a lot of that going on, but should he be allowed to stay? I say ask the people who came here legally. Don't ask the citizens, because the citizens are going to tell you, get the hell out. Ask the people who had to come here legally and see what they say. And if the consensus is let them stay, let them stay. If it's not, then don't. Because I got to be honest with you. I mean, if you go through all that head bob between 7 and 10 years to become a U.S. citizen, and then somebody comes in and stays here illegally and just applies and becomes a citizen, you're going to be just a little bit angry because it's not cheap either to become a citizen.
Yeah, but this DACA thing, Joe, is about the kids that were brought here by their parents. And, you know, they were kids. They were little kids. And we promised them that they would have a path to citizenship. And if you take that away from them.
But none of them are taking it. That's the problem. None of them are taking it. That even Obama said that. Obama asked these people to, because he knew this was coming. Obama's not stupid. He knew it was coming. Even Obama, y'all forget, ladies and gentlemen, Obama threw people out the country left and right. This isn't just a Trump thing. It just, liberal media didn't want to talk about it, and he threw kids out the country.
The highest deportation rate ever, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah, Obama? He did. Trump, yeah, he did. He really did. Trump's going to pass him, of course, but still, he did. So you can't hate on him for not doing that. So for him and everybody else, it's like, why did you not take advantage of it? Obama was there for 8 years. Anytime in that 8 years, you could have applied for citizenship. Trump was there for 8 years. Anytime in that 8 years, you could apply for citizenship, and you didn't. You can't expect the rest of the country to feel sorry for you. And here we are now in Trump, and y'all wait until after the fact. You knew as soon as this man, every illegal in this country, when you seen that, when you woke up in the morning and seen Donald Trump accepting the presidency of the United States, your ass should have been applying for citizenship that day, whoever you were.
Yeah, you got a good point there.
Yeah, you should have took advantage of the amnesty thing because you know Trump was going to get rid of it because he wants him out of the country. And Mr. Trump, I know you went to wall, and I'm all for a wall, but look, dude. So since you've started this, you've increased deportations this year by 40%, and people sneaking into the country is down by 80%. I'm not sure we need the wall. I think you pretty much made your point, buddy.
Hey, the wall would be great if Mexico would pay for it, wouldn't it?
Mexico,
I'd go for it.
Mexico is going to pay for it, though, with that new trade deal. Because, you know, Mexico said, oh, we just go trade with Brazil or Russia or China. But unfortunately, they can't get what they need from them, and they can't risk, you know, offending the U.S. alliance, you know, military alliance with us. So they're kind of stuck. So what Trump did is
if Mexico pays for it through trade, we're going to pay for it. That's who's going to pay for it.
That's always who's going to pay for it. You know that. And it, regardless who pays for this, we're going to pay for this. Let's just be honest about that.
Yeah.
There's no reason to beat around a bush. At least by tariff in Mexico, we'll only pay for half of it. If we got to go through the U.S., we're going to pay for all of it. So I say if he can get the tariffs to get him to do it, I say do it. And because if not, we're just going to pay for all of it when they make Congress fund it. Because the Democrats keep going, we're going to win the Senate back. Yeah, let's say you win the Senate back. You're still not going to get any bills passed. You could win the House and the Senate back, and you're still not going to get any bills passed. Because Trump's going to see him, they're going to come on his desk. He's going to wait to the max amount of time he can. Then he's going to pull out his little rubber stamp that says VETO on it and go, veto. And then it's got to go all the way back through the House and the Senate again. And go all through the House, Congress, the whole nine yards. By that time, we're up for another set of elections. Well, you may keep it, you may not. But he's going to stay president. Because I'm telling y'all, Mark, this tells you how bad the Democrats underestimated this guy. Cuba got on television along with Oral Soros and said, they guarantee if Trump wins the election, the stock market will crash within the first 6 months. Oh, my God, were they wrong? Not even close.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the way I see it, you know, I don't know about you, Joe, but, you know, I don't own any stock and never have. And most of the people I run around with, they never have. They don't play the stock market. The millionaires and billionaires play the stock market heavy. So when Trump got in, it's an easy fix that the stock market's going to go. It's going to rise because they know he's going to do stuff that's going to help them trade and make money in the stock market the way they do it. That's the way I see it.
It's, well, yeah, they are. Because, I mean, Oh, breaking news. What? House passes short-term spending bill. Government shutdown looms. Uh-oh. Looks like. No, there ain't going to be no shutdown. Damn. That takes off.
Yeah, I was we don't have nothing to talk about. That ain't no fun, is it?
News, man. Oh, y'all can't be doing that kind of. It's just short term, so we'll talk about it again in a week. You know, a friend of mine from Venezuela, I got a relative down there who's a politician. He's a mayor, actually. And really? He's a good stand. Yeah, he's liked by his people, so he's all right. But and the government's scared to do anything with it because he's really liked by his people. But he was telling me, and he sent me a link on it today about you can't get money out of bank, not even a dollar. He said there's lines and lines of people trying to get money out of Venezuelan bank. What do they call it, banco? And you can't get any money. There's not a shot. You can't even get a dollar out of the bank. They have gone so far down that it's gotten ridiculous now. By the way, for anybody who believes in socialism, which seems to be the liberal rallying call, well, no, I shouldn't say liberal, about 20% of the Democrats really are like Bernie Sanders. Take a look at Venezuela. That's a socialist state. That's what would happen to the United States if we were socialist. I don't always agree with democracy. I mean, not democracy, with the free market economy, the way it's set up, but it's still better than that. I got to say, and I've said this a million times, I do not think food and fuel should be on a commodities market. I don't think if it's a necessity to live on.
It never should be traded.
I agree.
It never should be traded. I mean, the necessities of life. And necessities of life shouldn't be traded on the stock market, because that way the billionaires can control that too. So they're literally controlling the air you breathe.
And that's really the sad part, is because I don't think the average American or the average person in the world really understands how much more we pay for stuff because it's on the commodities market. Do you know how much gas would cost, guys, if it wasn't traded on the commodities market? Right now it's around $62 a barrel. It would be currently sitting about $24 or $25 a barrel. That means you'd be paying about $1.10 a gallon, people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you there, buddy.
We're getting screwed left and right, and I know Christopher that we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. If you're in like Saudi, any of the Arab countries, or any of the Middle Eastern countries, fuel over there is about $7 a tank. Yeah, guys, $7 a tank, not a gallon, a tank. I know it's funny. Here right now we're paying like $2.15 or $2.20. I've talked to friends paying over $3, but. There's no reason for it. It's being drove by the commodities market. That's all it is. If it wasn't there, and your food, like your beef and all of that, that's why. Oh, well, oranges, because they froze this year and they're going to be in demand. So stocks go up. So guess what? Price goes up.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And everybody's got to eat. Everybody's got to eat. They know that, and it's become big business.
It has been. It's kind of sick and sad, but that's where we are in today's society. But then that brings us right into this article. The parents of the 13 malnourished children found in the alleged captivity in Southern California have been charged with committing years of torture and abuse. You know, these people are just sick, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to get into this for long, but these people. So here you have a family living in upper middle class suburbia, or middle class suburbia. Having these kids locked away, won't feed them, torturing them. The 17-year-old looks like a 9-year-old. It's sad. And you got to kind of wonder how this shit goes on in middle America. And then, of course, we've had all these women that had been held captive. We found that had been kept for years. I mean, I don't know how you fix this, but this is bad. I mean, this, of course, it's California, which, isn't an excuse, but you kind of expecting things to happen in California.
It's always just one or two real sick people that are doing it. They're just mentally ill is what they are.
Yeah, but, hopefully, and I was talking to my wife about this before the show, and she was telling me about they don't think the older one's going to ever be able to be on their own because they're so messed up. We'll just see where it goes. It's just really sad. But anyway, moving on to some. Here's a mass murder, man. 500,000 killed. 500,000. That's a lot, huh? two boys charged with felonies after half a million bees killed. So they basically wiped out some guy's complete honeybee stock. Felonies, huh? Yeah, well, I guess killing bees right now, they're an endangered species list. You screwed up there.
Why would they do that? What on earth's the motive for that?
Because they're ignorant. That's why. They'd be ignorant children. That's why. Oh, man. I don't know. Society is messed up. I mean, last few articles we've been reading, I'm like, God, come on. Amazon rejects groveled for months only to be left on cold. Now, we're not even getting into the Amazon. I know what that's about. We're going to move on. Senate panel to probe Hawaii alert system. You think they need to probe that, Joe?
Yeah. Well, what got me, Joe, is I saw film footage of people, you know, they were running in the streets like it was a nuclear war, and they were putting their children down in the sewer system. They were opening up manholes and putting their kids down there.
Well, because it said, I read the alert, what it said. It said imminent attack. I mean, I would have went and done some, I don't know what, but you know, ain't much you can do down here in the South if a nuke comes, but you know, go jump in the ocean, I guess. There's really not many underground facilities around here. And the ones that are, we're not getting into. That's going to be military or government.
Well, they had air raid, you know, deals there in Hawaii, and they were all locked up. Nobody could get in them.
Yeah. Now, you see, Japan had one the next day. The same thing. Their alert system went out and put out alert that a missile was coming from North Korea. Jesus. Maybe they're just trying. Maybe they needed to test these systems, and they didn't want to say it that there might be something wrong with the system, so they just tested them and said, "Oh no, it was an accident. We're sorry, it was an accident." I don't know.
I'm surprised a bunch of people didn't die, you know, or get trampled to death, or fall down, or whatever, and die.
Yeah, well, it's quite possible. I mean, they got lucky on this, and. I heard the guy in charge of the system was in Hawaii the other day, and he said he knew the guy who did it. He said it was definitely an accident, but he did it twice, not once, but twice.
Oh, boy.
They need to have a way that it's backed up. Okay, when he clicks that button, it needs to go to a supervisor. I said, why the hell did he click the button? And then he can check and then click the button if it needs to go out. Because that was undue panic for no reason. I mean, people in the Pacific are already nervous over Kim Jong-un anyway. So making them more nervous is just stupid.
Well, the good news in America is all you got to do is get under your school desk, you know, and all the school kids will be fine.
Yeah, that's the
crawl under your desk.
Yeah, duck and cover. Yeah, let me tell you what, you duck and cover, new your ass will just get barbecued first. That's all. I'm just saying, people, nuclear weapons is. If it's anywhere within 10 miles when it blasts, you're dead. The first 3 or 4 miles, you're immediately dead. And after that, radiation is going to kill you in just a couple hours. At 20 miles out, you might get a day out of it. But, yeah, it's not a fun thing, people. It's not like the movies make it, man. You're going to die. That's just how it's going to be. You know, if it hit a city like New Orleans, it wiped the entire city out in the suburban area. It killed 500,000 people in a matter of seconds. It hit New York. It killed 8 million in the first hour alone. These are not playtimes. These are not like the movies where you think, oh, well, I'll just hide. Oh, look, I survived. I came in. I could walk around outside. Bullshit, people. It's called radiation. It kills you. Just in case y'all hear that.
Pretty interesting when you saw Bob Lazar's tape, and I'm sure you've seen it, but when it compared the difference between an atomic bomb and a hydrogen bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Baghdad, remember?
Yeah, it's an amazing difference. You know, Bob Lazar is the lizard man. He's a reptilian, y'all. There ain't no doubt that Bob Lazar is a reptilian. He just got out. He's escaped Area 51, and they don't want to drag you back in because he might show his reptilian self. So they're like, no, Bob, you go run your brothel, and we'll leave you alone. Yeah, he's a reptilian that runs a brothel in Nevada. I'm sorry, guys.
Last time I was in the same room with him, I sort of checked his teeth. And they didn't look too reptilian.
Oh, that's because you can't tell until he takes his little caps off. Then they all pointed and sharp and nasty and stuff.
But, yeah, maybe he shapeshifts into one, huh?
Nah, there ain't no shapeshifting going on. Actually, they don't even have to do that if they don't want to. But I imagine, you know, they can make themselves look enough like us to pass. At least the smaller ones, anyway. Yeah. Humans are pretty big, but they're not big like them. Yeah, we're not getting into that, people. Moving on. People are like, what's going on in the show? I did talk a lot of conspiracy stuff, anyway. One of my favorite things came up is space science, and I got a link today. Saturn's biggest moon is surprisingly Earth-like and scary as hell. This thing has oceans. Oh, yeah, liquid oceans that move and tide. It's got an atmosphere. It's smaller than Earth, but it's a lot like us, guys. Yeah, there's a good chance there's life there. No telling what kind, but there's a good chance there's something. It's got gravity. It's got heat. It's got motion. It's got everything conducive to life. And the same building blocks that brought life here could have brought it there because it was probably got bombarded by the same debris we did. So there's no telling what's there. You know, there's several interesting moons in the solar system these days. And then there's Pluto, which is kind of interesting in itself. And Mars is interesting. It looks like humans may have a place to go in the future. But they said that these oceans, they said these oceans on Titan are connected underground somehow because of the way they move would be like the lakes that are connected, you know, through underground systems. It's kind of interesting to listen to. And they were talking about some of the topography of the planet and stuff. It's got this eerie green glow to it, though. And it's got like electric sand. The sand kind of glows. It's weird. Sounds like an alien world to me. I have no idea what's on it, but I want to know. It's got my curiosity, man. But anyway, it's a new article that came out. You can find it in the news on the Flipside page. It's very interesting stuff. Now, I mentioned this one to Jim earlier. Okay, here we go. Another one of these sick SOBs on our planet. Man accused of killing deputies laughs in court. I wish I killed more. Quote. Really? See, if I was an officer, I stood up right there and shot him in the head. Boom! Oh, sorry. I'm pleading insanity. I did not mean to do that, Your Honor. It was just a flash. Oh, man, I'm sorry. But last time some bitch ever said anything now. Laughing in the courtroom. And you know, he gets in prison. They're going to think he's a hero. Assassinating two cops. See, wow. What do you do with him? Should he just be locked in solitary for that? That goes back to that pain machine I was talking about. Mm-hmm. That pains you. Oh, inside the California couple, y'all just talk about that horror house all you want. Also, to remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're hooked up to the AP alert system just so we get stuff that comes off the press and all. And one of the ones I had seen earlier today was about the flu epidemic across the country and how many states are just being wiped out by it. Mississippi and Louisiana are also getting cremated. One of the articles today was it's actually a nightmare. Mother warns warns others after her 10-year-old suddenly dies from the flu. There's been a lot of children die this year from the flu, or I should say since the end of 2017, end of 2018. Pay attention, people. You know, get the shot if you can. I wish I'd have got one. I've been too busy, but I might next time I'm in one of the local pharmacies, I might get one. But they're easy to get.
There's a better way, Joe. There's a better way.
What?
There's a better way. It's a virus. All viruses are anaerobic. If you raise your oxygen level in your body, you won't ever get sick. I haven't had the flu or a cold in 24 years.
Well, send me some and give me a boost in oxygen, man. What the hell? I live in the South. You like you can breathe.
Well, most air around big cities is, you know, somewhere around 17-18%, and it should be 35%. If you're breathing 35% air, you got a lot less chance of having viruses of any kind. That includes cancer and AIDS.
I live on the coast now, so I shouldn't. It's a lot cleaner air here than it is downtown New Orleans, but I'm in the city every day, so it's the same thing. It's you know, it kind of wears out to the same thing. Oh, I love this one. Where's Christina George? I need to save this one for her. Alligator and python locked in death duel on golf course. This shit's hilarious. You can't even make this kind of stuff up. This is in Naples, Florida, by the way, on the golf course. Yeah, it's
where did you get that one?
That's just one of the news feeds. We're on MSNBC's news feed, Yahoo's news feed, Euro News, AP, and a couple others besides that. It's just that way I can post new stories to the News on the Flipside page and keep them current as long as as fast as the rest of the media in the country does. But it was just
maybe
one of the stories.
you know, Joe, maybe the python escaped from the zoo.
Well, Florida's got an epidemic of pythons and boa constrictors. People just letting, you know, people who got them as pets and then decided they didn't want them anymore. So they just went and let them loose in the swamp. Now the damn things are like an epidemic. They're everywhere.
Really?
And Komodo dragons, holy too. Crap. Damn things are everywhere. So they got, they actually pay people to grow. They got bounties on them. They got people, wow. You know, it's just one of them things. You're like, really? What the hell's going on? Because, you know, these none of these animals are native to here. I'm thinking, damn, people, y'all just messing everything up. But it's a funny story. Y'all should check it out. Because really, Jim's right. Shouldn't be talking about pythons or boa constrictors in Florida. What's Nancy got to say? Oh, Miss Pelosi, wait. House votes to avert federal shutdown. Senate chances dim. What? Let's see. Where's Nancy at? House voted by near party lines, 230 to 197 vote approved legislation. Yeah, but it ain't going to get through the Senate, people. Not at that 50-51 margin. That ain't going to happen. Y'all can forget it. Y'all should have not let what's his name run for Senate in Alabama, right? They should have kicked his butt to the curb and said, look, dude, too much controversy. We got to put a new candidate in here. But nobody listened, so they just did it anyway. They just got to deal with it till 2018. I mean, till midterms. This is another one here. This millennials chill. A 21-year-old, oh, wait, sorry, this ain't millennials, this is Z-Gen. A 21-year-old Canadian woman was found guilty of killing her best friend after a Facebook photo showed the weapon in plain sight. Okay, is this dumb and dumb? I mean, really, is this dumb and dumber? I'm just saying, guys. I mean, there's a lot of news, you know. Yeah, see, we did conspiracies for the first 20 minutes and still got, we're like on story number 10 or 12 or something. I just, you know, some of these stuff when I read it, I'm like, really? Really? And these are cute little girls. I have no idea what would possess this young woman to kill this other young woman. It just makes no sense to me. So much of this stuff today just makes no sense whatsoever. It's like there is just something just completely morally or ethically or something far more than that, I guess. It's just something really screwy with our society. Maybe it's just because there's so many more of us, the chances have gotten greater. But I don't remember hearing this when I was a kid. I don't even remember hearing this when I was in my 30s and 40s. This seems to be something new to the last 8 or 10, 12 years. I don't know what happens. It's weird. What we got? Oh, you're scared about 7 minutes. Explorers in Mexico discover world's largest underwater cave, and it's filled with Aztec ancient Mayan treasures. Sorry, I was thinking about Aztecs for something else. This sounded really cool. I read up on this. This was very, very interesting. These guys are going through these caves, finding all kind of interesting stuff. It's just a treasure trove, is what the one guy said. And he said the system is beautiful.
Where are the caves? Where are they?
These are in tourists enjoy the beach. Wait, hold on. Where was it? I just seen it in many ways. Grand, I can't pronounce it. Akufer Maya. It's 216 miles. The team was, it's how big it is. That's what they call it. Guys, y'all can find it. Look it up for yourself. I mean, the article's posted to the news on the Flipside page, so you can just check on the Facebook page and you can go over there and check it out. It's right there. This looks just fascinating. I got to say, you know, there's places in there where you can come out of the water and breathe and hang out and sit around. It's some beautiful, beautiful areas in this cave. This is the second big cave system they found. They found another one just recently that they're exploring. I think is the biggest cave system in the world that found in the United States. So I'm waiting to hear more about that one. They've just been finding some interesting stuff lately. Is it going to change the world? Probably not, but it's interesting to read about and hear about. Let's see. Gunman shoots two cops holed up in Pennsylvania home. Yeah, we just killing cops left. I think cops, there may be more cops killed this year than people being killed by cops. It's like open season on them since 2017, huh, the beginning of 2017. I'm sorry, people. When you declare open season on cops, sooner or later, that's coming back to bite you square in a you-know-what. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Wasn't there about 4,000 of them killed last year?
Oh, I don't think it was that many, but there was a good bit killed. I'd have to go look and see, but I don't think it was that many. But there was a good bit killed last year, way more than normal. I know that. A good friend of mine, an accountant friend of mine, sent me the new thing for the tax codes. I wanted to kiss him when I seen this. I'm gonna pay 10% less tax, Jim. 10% less tax. If I see Trump, I will kiss him on the lips.
Okay, well, that sounds like it went from 35 to 18.
Nah, I went from 22 to 12.
22 to 12.
Yeah. I was paying 22.
Boy, would I like to have a condensed, how would you say, H&R Block summary of what's in that bill? I'd really like to see that.
I'll tell you what worries me about this bill. And I noticed this. Well, it's not a bill anymore. It's law. But this is what bothered me. When I first looked at this, I was like, son of a bitch. It's not going to really make any difference to me. And I was like, wow. And I was like, come on, that kind of bites. And then I noticed something. If I was single, this would hurt me. I would pay 3 or 4% more, not a lot more, but still 3 or 4%. But because I'm married and I file jointly, it's going to save me 10%. I was like, holy shit. And wait, better than that, where my business sits, when I checked on it, my business taxes went down 14%, people. So for me, we're talking under this bill, a 24% savings. I'm telling you, I would kiss Trump. And I'm telling you what, he's going to get a lot more votes in 2020 because of this. But you got to be careful with this thing, because whereas before, if you were 0 to 10,000, you didn't have to pay anything. Remember that, Jim?
Well, yeah, you don't, because that's below the poverty level.
Well, guess what? You got to pay 10% now.
So that's part of it. That's actually part of it.
That's what it says. It says tax bracket, single 0 to 9,000, married 0 to 19,000, 10%.
You know what that means? They're taxing your Social Security.
Taxing everything. Now, I'll tell you what I did see that I found pretty interesting. If you're married and make over $600,000 a year, how much tax do you think they're going to pay now, Jim?
I have no clue.
These guys got to be furious. 37%. Holy crap. 37%. They didn't get it. Oh, rich people. Y'all kept telling me rich people got a break. No, I'm thinking at least these rich people got screwed. That's why I never trust the news media, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you never trust it. All I heard from NBC and CNN for 5 weeks was, oh, no, you're going to get screwed. You're going to get screwed. Rich people are getting a big break. They're getting a big break. Well, they put the tax thing out. This is the actual chart for the what you're going to be paying. And if you pay between 200 and 500 or 400 and 600, you're going to pay 35. But if you're single and over 500 and you're married over 600, you're going to pay 37. And if you're 150 to 200 or 300 to 400, you're going to pay 32. Yeah, he jacked them. Yeah, people, I'm sorry, but rich people are going to pay more. And broke people are going to pay more. But you know who he came and saved? The middle class. Ooh, yeah, we love you, Obama. I mean, we love you, Trump. We love you. I was like, son of a biscuit eater, man. Yeah, rich people, well, sorry, but y'all need to pay more taxes.
The poverty level has always been $24,999. Yeah. And you don't have to file a tax return if you're under that.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to change now, because it says 0 to 9. It says single 0 to 9,000, married 19,000. That's 10%.
Yeah, that means you got to pay $1,000 in income tax. And if you collect Social Security, that means you're paying 10% back to them. You've already paid taxes on that money.
Yeah. That's
double taxation.
But I think if, and don't hold me to this, but I think Social Security is going to be exempt from this. They were talking about that the other day.
That's what I was telling you before. We got to know that. That's a big thing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I've heard a lot of things about the Social Security thing. So let's wait. It doesn't say in this article and it doesn't say in this chart. So, you know, hearsay is hearsay. So let's wait till we get to the facts. But if he's going to hit them like that on Social Security, that's going to be a problem. If he's not, and he's going to let you be exempt from it, as long as you're under X amount of dollars, then that'll be okay. we're just gonna have to wait and see how it goes. And I don't know. I haven't. Even the media doesn't know, or they'd be blasting it all over creation. So we're just gonna have to wait and see where that goes. Huh? We'll see.
Yeah,
the wall is the wall.
I'll tell you what, though, Joe. If it wasn't, that'd be the biggest ripoff on seniors that's ever happened. That
wouldn't
would
surprise
terrible.
Me. Though. Wouldn't surprise me, Jim. So let's hope that that's not what's going on. But like I said, it wouldn't surprise me. It's one of them things that have to be like. But anyway, I know we got to wrap up, guys, because it's 5 to 8. We got to get out of here. One last thing. This is a racial thing. This is student videos containing racial slurs quickly condemned. This is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The student had been, the videos had been removed. Student has been kicked off the campus, and it was handled swiftly and things. To all the free speech people, okay, I understand what you're saying, that we all should have our right to express ourselves. True. And if she wants to express herself or he wants to express herself in that way, go do it on her Facebook page. Oh, wait, they'll probably kick her off there. Well, go do it on a blog somewhere. Or go write it in a journal. But if you're going to do it on a college or anywhere that this can be seen to be offensive to other people, more than likely it's not. And I agree. We have the right to offend other people. That is part of freedom of speech. The real thing is there a limit to that or not? Is hate speech exempt from that, or should it be exempt from that? In other words, if you're hating on someone, should they have the right to have the material removed because it's hate speech, or should it be allowed to be left because it's freedom of speech? I don't know. It's something we'll save for another show. Jim, what do you think?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle on this one, but I'll tell you what, repercussion is lawsuit. In other words, if somebody defamates somebody else, you can file a lawsuit. And I still think that's the backup system, you know.
But that's only for people who have the money to do it. If you don't have the money to do it, it doesn't really help you any. But anyway, guys, I know we gotta get out of here because we got a lot of stuff going on. And Christina George is going to be coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be starting on her show at about 10 minutes after 8. So I hope you all stay tuned, listen to the music. Until then, Jim, any parting words? Love, light, and peace?
Yeah. Stay warm, everybody.
Hello, I'm Jim Allen. Vote for Trump in 2020. Damn, Jim, did I hear you say that? Uh-uh, man. No way. I did not hear that.
Yes. Not a chance. Not a chance.
There must have been an alien possessing Jim for that to be said. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all enjoyed the show tonight. If you have any good news or any news that you'd like to see on the show, you can send it to us on Facebook or write to me at icarcox.net, and we can go from there. You know, make sure you do a little research on the articles, because we like to present stuff that at least has been researched and people know what it's about. And it's mainstream news. I mean, we do stuff that's not always mainstream, but that as well. But on that note, we're going to get out of here again. I want to thanks one more time, everybody, for tuning in to United Public Radio News on the Fifth Side Thursday's edition with Joe Montaldo and Jim Allen. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
1 second.
Are we gone?